The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
No, we're not ruled by our emotions, or at least we're not supposed to be. But it sure feels good to feel. Amen. You know, we're going to have some sorrow. My goodness, this week has been filled with some sorrow. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Thank you, God. No matter what happens in this life, whether enemy attacks us or life just happens, Jesus is our joy. And we can depend on Him. We can trust Him. You know, in this scripture, you can scratch the outline for this week. We just need to concentrate a little bit on this scripture that God gave Jerry. I think it's so good. 1 Corinthians 15. Beginning with verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I'm just going to pull a few things from this because I want you to see how powerful this is. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, in the state that you're in right now, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There is something very important that needs to happen to you to be able to inherit the kingdom of God. Because we're doing some work with my mother's estate, planning for the future, and I mean the way down the road when she passes away. It's going to be 20 years, right, Mom? Yeah. Oh, my. Okay. She has a different opinion about that than I do. But you know, she's a believer. She knows where she's going. Hallelujah. But I know this, that in order to inherit anything from your family, you have to have a written document. You have to have a will. And you have to have a trust. And you have to have some papers written. Now, I don't understand all of it. Thank God we have lawyers that can handle that. But I do know this, that unless my name is written on that document, I probably won't get anything. Or at least I won't get as much. The state gets a lot of it if we're not careful. You got to have your name written on that document. And that's what it's saying here. In order to receive an inheritance, you have to have your name written someplace. And the Bible calls that the book of life. In Revelation, we find that it tells us that if your name's not written in that book of life, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. I don't want that to happen to anyone. That's why Jesus came. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly in this life and in the one to come. Our choice has to be made here and now. Who are we going to serve? Now, some of you, I just want to make this as clear as possible. Some of you may think that you're okay with the Lord, but I want to ask you, have you truly made a commitment to serve God through His Son, Jesus Christ? Have you asked Him for forgiveness? And then said, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. You got to believe that. The world's trying to tell us that that's all just a fable. The reality is, Jesus came back to life. He is our first fruit from the dead. Amen? And because He came back to life, if we believe in that, we will come back to life. We will get to be a part of God's kingdom here on this earth. Revelation is talks about all the things that's going to be happening and taking place on the face of the earth. And there's going to be abominations, and there's going to be judgment that comes on the earth. But it makes it very clear in several places that there is a book that you can have your name written in. And it doesn't matter what happens in the future. What matters is that you have made the decision to have your name written in that book of life so that you can be with the Lord. We are flesh and blood right now. My body is still corruptible, but my spirit is no longer corruptible. I have been spiritually transformed by the power of God. I am already, according to the Word of God, I am already seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. It can't be taken away from me, and I'm not going to let it. Hallelujah. Now, could I walk away from it? Oh, I can reject it if I want to. That's the only way that it can be taken away is if I openly say, that's it, I don't want this any longer. But we have a responsibility in receiving Jesus Christ, and once we have made Christ our personal Savior and we're secure in our salvation, and that is to walk in the way of the Lord and to serve Him, to glorify His name, to make Him King of kings and Lord of lords in our life. If you're in this place this morning and He's not King of your life, you need to get that taken care of. He needs to be Lord of your life. That means you lay everything at the altar before the Lord. All your hopes and dreams, all your addictions, all your habits, all these things are laid before the Lord. And make Him Lord and King of your life. Today is the day of salvation. Always is. Every day is. It's a day of salvation for someone. Praise God. Verse 55 says, death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus tells us that in Matthew, He gave us a parable and talked about the serving the Lord and using your gifts and your talents to glorify His name. And at the end, when you've done what God tells you to do, Jesus is going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in. That's words that I'm looking forward to. That's what I want to hear. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't make some mistakes. The Lord knows I've made plenty of mistakes. But I am confident in this, that I have been striving, I have been pressing forward, I have been running the race, and I'm going to finish this race in Jesus' name. And when I finish the race, I'm going to obtain the prize. Hallelujah. For the prize is what I desire. The prize is what I want. The prize is what I need. Boy, this life. Look, when we go through things like Jerry and Diane are going through, the briefness of this life becomes a reality to us. Things happen so quickly. It's gone. Blink of an eye. Can't believe my children are the age they are. And I'm not going to tell you because you'll know my age. But they're grown up. Just yesterday, they were toddlers. Now they're grown up. Life is going by so fast. One day, it's all going to be over. My desire is to do everything I can in this earth to please God. That's what we need to do, all of us, to recognize that God has a calling on every life in this place, a desire for you to accomplish great things for His kingdom. There's a time coming when you are going to pass from this life into eternity. No one can do anything about what has happened in your past at that point. You have to have already made the decision to serve Jesus. You have to have already made the decision to glorify His name. That's why we can say, death, where is your sting? Hades, what do you have to do with me? Nothing. Nothing. You know, I used this illustration, and I brought this glove along this morning because I thought, well, I don't know which direction this service is going, but I think that it might be that we're just going to hear from the Lord. So, I use this in the funeral because, this glove represents this body that I have. And someday, this corruptible body is going to pass away. Now, I hope and I pray because I want, I love my family. I love the church. I want to be around a few years. Amen? But one day, it's going to pass away. And when it does, here's the crazy thing. I'm not going to die. This flesh and blood is going to pass away, but I'm still going to live. And when it passes away, the Bible says it returns to the dust. From the dust we were made, to the dust we will return. And when that happens, it's like this glove, it just takes off and boom. It goes back to the dust. But I go to be with the Lord. Appear before the Lord. Hallelujah. That glove, this body that I'm living in, this earth suit that I have, is really not that important. What's important is in here, my spirit, my soul. What's happening in it? Am I prospering in spirit and soul? Glory be to God. One day, when Jesus returns, let me see that thing. Thank you. When Jesus returns, guess what? My spirit and soul are going to come down because it says the dead in Christ are going to rise first. So new life is going to be put back in this corruptible body, and boom, there I am. I'm going to be alive. Like this. You're going to know me. You're going to look at me and say, oh, yeah, that's Rob. I remember him. I'm going to know Otis. Pastor Otis, how you doing? We're going to rejoice together. Hallelujah. I don't know about that. No problem. That's right. All I know is that when Jesus came back to life, he was the same person that they saw before he was crucified. And he's our example. Hallelujah. Death is defeated in Jesus' name. Now, this is a little different direction than I usually go. I usually have some points and I share some things with you that I believe God has laid on my heart. But I really didn't have time to prepare anything except I just got the scripture out and looked at it. And I guess I really felt that maybe God was going in this direction when Jerry and Diane called this morning and said they had something to share, It's a time to rejoice, but it's also a time to be very serious about the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming back soon. I do not feel that I have to make any excuses for being a, a believer in Jesus Christ. In fact, I am very proud of that. I serve the living God. There may be a day that comes in the near future where if you're a follower of Christ, you may have to give your life for that. There's no promises. Are you ready for that? Would you be able to do that? That's something that you have to decide in advance, because when the time comes, you better have already made that decision. It's too late. If you're trying to, no. You do it now. You decide today. Are you going to stand no matter what they say? No matter whether they tell us that we have to have transgender bathrooms in our church? Who knows? They're forcing our schools, or they're trying to. Or they tell us that you can't speak the name of Jesus in public. Who knows? Lord, I'm praying that that doesn't happen. I'm praying that we have a revival in this country that changes the direction and the destiny of America. Amen. That's my desire. I want it to happen. But what if it doesn't? What if there's just pockets of revival? Hallelujah, that we get to be part of it. And it doesn't change the direction of the nation. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we know Christ is our personal Savior. That we have made a commitment today to serve Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And love our neighbors, ourselves. Doesn't matter what kind of sin they have, we're going to love them. They won't think we love them because we say sin will send you to hell, but we're going to love them. Got one more point that I just want to share with you, or one more thing as I look at this. Titus 3:8 tells us that this is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to all men. I've already touched on this, and that is that we're going to be steadfast and immovable. Amen. Jerry and Diane have made a commitment to be steadfast and immovable. You know, here's what I want everyone to understand. The enemy's desire is to separate and divide. That's always his tactic. He wants to separate and divide. So if you go through things in your life that's very difficult, very painful, our natural instinct is to draw back. You hear what I'm saying? Come on, I know you've all experienced that. It's to draw back. It's to hold up. Stay home. Pull back into ourselves. That's natural. I'm not condemning anybody for it. But the unnatural thing is to do what Diane and Jerry has done. And that is, when you know that you have pain and anguish in your life, run to believers. Run to those who can help you. They went to this thing because they knew that there was strength there. Amen. Amen. They didn't know what exactly they were going to find, but my God, they found the strength of God to be able to carry on. Hallelujah. They came to church this morning to get strength. You know, may not have felt like it. You did this morning, didn't you? That's right. That's right. Amen. Yes. Last night stirred them up. Hallelujah. That's what can happen when we submit ourselves to the power of God. But I want to caution you, when you go through some difficult times in your life, the enemy will do this to you. He will try to convince you the last thing you need is to be with believers. And that's the first thing you need, is believers. Amen. Hallelujah. We need each other. We need to encourage. We need to stir. We need to stand together. God is still on the throne. And there's a lot for us to do. I believe God has called this church to accomplish great things. We are a part of the end time body of Christ. And those signs that I was talking about, I believe they're manifesting now in this place and all across the nation where God's people are gathering. Because those things are signs of the message that we have. Jesus is King and Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.